More than one question, but okay, I'll ask one first.
What?
I got more than one question, but never mind, I'll ask one
okay.
first.
Yeah. You ask the nice
thing. Oh no, I'm just wondering, with regards to the objects of abandonment, we were taught there's afflictive obscuration as well as knowledge obscuration. Are these two exhaustive in the sense that is no? Are they the only object of abandonment, or are there object of abandonment that's neither of the two? Maybe I'll just explain why I'm asking this, because in our hearts have abandoned self-grasping, but does not, have abandoned self-grasping, but still has self-cherishing.
Yeah.
Whereas the bodhisattva on the path of, even on the path of accumulation, middle path of accumulation, does not have self-cherishing. So I have no idea self-cherishing comes after which object of abandonment.
What about
if you try to answer this question first? Yeah? Is there a common locus between self-cherishing and a path?
Hello. What do you think?
Is there a common locus? Well, is there something? Okay, is there something that is self-cherishing and a path? Both a self-cherishing and path.
You don't know path?
What is path?
Come on, waiting.
Yeah, what is path?
Where people walk, you know? Where people walk, they're all path.
Look. You
met or somewhere.
You get what?
Yeah, oi.
Any? No, it's okay.
You're free. Possible or not possible? Yeah.
Just voice your opinion, it's okay.
I think maybe there's also another problem. I think self-cherishing, what exactly is the definition of self-cherishing? Because okay, even if I recite prayers and I take refuge, blah blah blah, etc. Even Mahayana, my generation, there's an element of acting for one's own welfare per se. There's both part, right? One's welfare.
Basically, you're saying aspiration for enlightenment is for one's own welfare,
as well as for other sentient beings. Yeah. So there is an element of actually there is this sentient being that needs to be cherished as well. If I can't even cherish myself, what more can I say about cherishing others? So what exactly is this self-cherishing that we are talking about? Is it in comparison to say that I take other people as a priority in comparison to myself, but not totally not cherish myself per se? Because after all, this is a sentient being. I mean, it's kind of like, to me, I would find it a bit hypocritical to say that I cherish others more than myself and totally not cherish myself at all, because I don't even think this sentient being is worth cherishing. So, I mean, maybe in the first place, the definition of self-cherishing can be not so clear.
Okay. So you want the definition of self-cherishing and she wants the definition of path. So you're answering your question with two questions. Wow.
I want my answer too.
She didn't.
Well,
it is said that we must abandon or we must discard the self-cherishing in order for the mind of enlightenment bodhicitta to arise. And when the mind of enlightenment when bodhicitta is generated, then the power of the self-cherishing decreases, and it gradually you'll come a point where it will be abandoned. You'll be eliminated, yeah. And in the case, and for the attitude of cherishing others, I don't think there is the element of disregarding or discarding oneself. Usually, self-cherishing means we prioritize ourselves over others in that we are more important than others, right? So, therefore, then cherishing others has to be the opposite of that. It's not that you discard yourself, but rather in others become, in the view of self-cherishing, right? Others become more important, more precious than oneself. Right? Yeah, cherishing others, right? Right? Others have more important, yeah? More precious than oneself. But there's no, I don't think there's an element of just neglecting or discarding ourselves, you know, when we have cherished, when we have the attitude of cherishing others, yeah. Ordinary bodhisattvas are forbidden from giving their bodies to others, isn't it? Yeah, they're not. It is said that ordinary bodhisattvas should not give away any parts of the body, like eyes and so forth, to others, because the time for that has not come. When we talk about object of abandonment, usually we talk about the two obscurations, the afflictive obscuration and the knowledge obscuration. I would think that if it is an object of abandonment, it would have to be included in this two. I would think it might be difficult to posit otherwise.
Oh, Tuxine, that day, Diane never summoned his tongue to a castle and then at the Pancha said he, and it's that Nimbo Pashimelam Shikeshe, and it's that Poggy Bongo Mesh, that Nimbo Pashimelam Toki, and Pongo Mesh, the Pancha says that.
An object of abandonment is something that has to be abandoned by an uninterrupted path, which is its antidote.
Oh, but this is not punctualized.
Yeah. So that is what an object of abandonment is.
Oh, Tuxine, that's a very chuatile. That Rangja was in the Zinzin, that Pancha Remares. That is chuat ligier. That Tuxedo, that Pancha Mare, Sigmosurista.
So, having said this, then, you know, back to your question as to whether self-cherishing is an object of abandonment or not. So, going by what we have said so far, then it seems that, you know, we would have to say that it is not, because if it is an object of abandonment, it would have to be either an afflictive obscuration or knowledge obscuration, isn't it? Isn't it?
Oh, 되는데 아니 최신에 갔어요. 다
니중기 삼바가 수도 가라. 나 기부 징기 남기 깝다 니중기 삼바가 수도 그래. 차라리 니직부 치도 달바톤이 로디 깨인도 가라 니중기 삼바 깨인 거로 봐. 그러다 디스도 니중기 삼바 라는 직부 치도 아니 달바톤이 레제와 니중기와 아니 디게인도 댕멜람나 슈주고 하러 와. 그러다 디도 아니 니중기 삼바 람으로 와.
So, when one trains the mind in the path of the person of medium capacity, for example, through that training, one comes to develop renunciation, the thought of renunciation, yeah, in that one wishes to abandon cyclic existence for oneself, yeah, primarily, isn't it? And you are seeking your own nirvana, your own liberation, right? Yeah? So the thought seeking personal liberation, seeking nirvana for oneself, becomes something like self-cherishing, isn't it? Then that becomes object of abandonment.
Everybody look tired because of haze. I don't
The haze is always there. The haze is inside, maybe.
Inside. What I'm saying.
That's it.
So
self-cherishing is not an object of is not object of abandonment in the normal sense of the word, because if it is an object of abandonment, it has to be either an afflictive obscuration or knowledge obscuration. It has to be either a path of seeing abandonment or a path of meditation abandonment, isn't it, right? But it is something to be discarded.
Right.
Right. So, from the if you are speaking from the perspective of the Mahayana, it is something to be discarded, right? But it is not something to be discarded in general, because take for example the mind wishing to achieve liberation for oneself. That is virtue, isn't it? It's a virtuous mind, right? So, yeah. So.
저상단 겨와인장 겨와인나 랑샤이 비잡스 더자마이 비잡스 거로와.
So if it is virtue, then it has to be something that is to be adopted, and not something to be discarded, isn't it? But from the perspective of the Mahayana, then it is something to be discarded.
You got? You understand what I'm answering? Oh, no. Huh?
Go, 보여 얘기를
아?
가보든 말아.
맞아, 제가 미지 좋았던 걸로 봤다. 랑 진진스나, 랑 진진을 로딜라, 도시에 맺혀버려 했으나.
Okay, if you ask, is self-cherishing necessarily an object to be discarded? What you will say, yes or no? Yes or no? Yes or no? Yes and no. Oh, I hear both sides.
다. 고 말했으면 길라입니다. 고래에서 나 딜러 좋아요.
Do you need the question or not? So, yes or no?
아?
Is self-cherishing necessarily an object to be discarded? Necessary to be discarded? Or? Yes or no? If it is something to be adopted, no, if it is a virtue, it is necessarily something which is to be adopted, isn't it? Right? So you see where it's heading now?
당부터
In the first place, if it is virtue, is it necessarily something that is to be adopted? So there are some virtues that are not necessary, or necessary. Not necessary,
Oi.
Oh, it's very easy, I think.
Really.
Okay. Come on, come on.
The color that came. Says something,
Come on, Mare.
If you say something, then I have to say something, otherwise, I have nothing to say. You keep quiet. Either you say yes, what do you think? You say no, say something, doesn't matter. According to your knowledge, idea, we answer. And this, love and show line, Java, you know, long as you go, but now, love show, go, but
So, how, yes or no? So, is virtue necessarily an object to be cultivated or adopted? If it is not, if you say no, not necessary, then you should be able to give me right away some examples of virtues, which are virtues, yeah, but it is something that I do not really need. Like what? Renunciation, is it?
So.
Right, everybody want good heart, but don't want renunciation, right?
Yeah.
So?
I know. 말했지. 되게 이제 라바데 코알라다. 지난시는 새로 두고로 왔어요. 이제 되게 라바데 가시 고금이다. 따지 새로 코알라. 지와 지난에 돈을 새로 줘야 시리 맞았지. 이제 라바데 고금이도 쓴 지혜비도.
So when I tell you something, if you don't understand, then I will give you more questions. The whole point of giving you more questions is so that you can respond, and through that will make things clearer for you. But if you don't participate, then I will not be able to make things clearer for you. So what I said earlier was this. Okay, let's deal with this one by one. Self-cherishing. So self-cherishing is not necessarily an object of abandonment, right? It's not necessarily an object of abandonment, isn't it? Yes or no? Huh?
You want to participate or you don't want to participate? You're not participating, I just make a simple sentence there, okay? But now, round seven is the same thing.
Self-cherishing is not an object of abandonment, because in order to be an object of abandonment, it has to be either an afflictive obscuration or a knowledge obscuration, yeah? Right? Something that has to be abandoned by an uninterrupted path, right? So as such, self-cherishing is not an object of abandonment, yeah? Self-cherishing is not an object to be discarded in general. But if you're looking at it from the Mahayana perspective, it is an object to be discarded. But in general, self-cherishing is not an object to be discarded. So why? Because there is a common locus between self-cherishing and gewarwa. There is a common locus between self-cherishing and a path. So there is something that is self-cherishing and path. There is something that is self-cherishing and virtue, virtuous mind. There is, yeah? Yes or no?
Oh, today in song, honey, boogie. Torcha mares. Torcha mares.
So therefore, self-cherishing is not an object to be discarded. If it is a path, it is necessarily virtue, yeah? And if it is virtue, it is necessarily an object to be adopted, yeah? Huh? If it is a virtue, it is... So if you have anything, you know, you should bring it up right away. Huh? Yeah, you disagree, right? If it is virtue, it is, you disagree with the statement that if it is virtue, it is necessarily an object to be adopted, right? You disagree, right?
You agree or not agree?
I'm not agree.
Huh?
So yeah, not necessarily.
So there are virtues that are not necessarily
to be adopted.
If you're happy, then you adopt. If you're not happy, you can.
Yeah.
You basically are saying that, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I think we do that every day.
Yeah.
The palam, the lamina, langsay mi chakum arves otre.
If it is a path, isn't it necessarily an object to be adopted? If it is a path.
If it is a path, not necessarily I must adopt.
Hey, help you in general.
No. That's not the question.
Okay.
Just listen, what's the question?
Yeah. Okay.
Must answer according to the question.
Okay.
If it is a path, isn't it necessarily an object to be adopted? Object to be cultivated?
Oh, yes.
then why do you stand up?
No problem, because he didn't say that all the path must be accomplished by a single person.
Huh?
It's not an issue. Because if it's a path, yes, it's necessarily to be cultivated. But it's not necessarily to be cultivated by one person.
And that nobody asking that question.
There's no, no contradiction.
Huh? There's no contradiction. There's nobody asking this question. That one I know. That's why I don't ask.
Did
I take any sever one? Rang since the Taja Lama to the Torja is in the sever after
I take out. I said that earlier already, it's very clear, isn't it? I mean, the self-cherishing is not something that is to be discarded, right? I mean, on the Hinayana path, right? Yeah, Bodhisattvas don't need it. Bodhisattvas don't want it. Bodhisattvas, you know, chuck it away, you know? Right. Bodhisattvas and self-cherishing.
어떻게 자자다? 다 자와이나 랑차인고 그래서 라미나 랑차인고 그래서 자장 랑진진스나 다시도 도저히 미치고 말았어. 어떻게?
Yeah, so a path is necessarily virtue. Virtuous, a virtue is something that is to be cultivated. Yeah. So as such, self-cherishing is not necessarily an object to be discarded.
Oh, huh?
So self-cherishing is good, right? Yes,
one more question. The whole text was telling us that the enemy is self-cherishing. Quite frankly, right, our hearts also wouldn't have duplicity, wouldn't have all this negative karma. So, you know, to our hearts, why would self-cherishing be a problem? I mean, the whole text is talking about the self-cherishing being an enemy. And these are all this karma thing to say that, oh, you because you do this and you end up doing that, you have that, you do this, you know, because of duplicity.
Yeah, yeah. Okay. What's the problem?
The enemy is not necessarily self-cherishing, it can be self-grasping. So the text, I will look it the other way around. Yeah, you know, I don't know how to say it, but
so
from the different context of looking at the whole thing, a different motivation, the enemy is actually self-grasping.
Yeah. So basically you're saying, how does the self-cherishing in the arhats continue harm him?
Yeah. Can't, right? I mean, it all those about karma, it doesn't say it's... Yeah.
It
doesn't work.
Yeah.
So what do you say?
This is a Hinayana text.
Self-cherishing.
All those verses that talk about, you know, this car.
This is Mahayana text.
Yeah, like it's Mahayana text. But I mean, self-cherishing
doesn't harm the arhat, you say?
Yeah, basically you're saying the
Because all the verses is talking about karma, from the perspective of karma.
Something that self-cherishing doesn't hurt arhat.
You said
something like that, no?
No, what I meant is that the whole text is talking about all the different karmas, right? And then it kind of like saying to say that self-cherishing is the cause for us to create all this karma.
Then?
But from the perspective of our heart...
He created it before lah.
No lah, I mean, okay. What I mean is the person doesn't have any more self-cherishing, but has self-cherishing, They wouldn't go and create this karma. So if you want to convince an arhat using this text, it's a bit difficult. They won't even create the karma.
Huh?
No wonder the Buddhas also can't do much, what you're saying.
I think so. Quite difficult to
talk. They're just this out, right?
Yeah, I mean, if you said they won't create this karma because they don't even have self-grasping.
So this text will not, the reasoning will not work for the arhats, like you're saying, basically.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly, it won't really work for arhats.
Ah.
Unless in the first place they have the thinking that, I may not create this karma, but other sentiments are created karma, right? Because of their self-cherishing. Maybe that will work, but hard to convince and hard based on this.
Hard to convince and hard.
I don't know what you're talking about, huh? Okay, I have no idea. Huh? Okay, I think. Okay, we just read from the text on a little bit. 어떠시네. 주저이답 전부 신지시에서 거벳 내기 담자 자와디 내단녀 못둥이 겸부디 다단녀도
Approach the deity Yamantaka, the Rafu Yamantaka. I beseech you at this very moment to rip to shreds this leather sack of karma and the five poisonous afflictions that mire me in the mud of worldly actions. Yeah. Or samsaric actions. Yeah. Well, prior to this verse, the preceding verses, there were some verses of making requests to Yamantaka, the deity, to destroy our self-grasping and self-cherishing. Yeah. So likewise here in this verse, that here one is making another request. So here, you know, one has further requests to make to the deity Yamantaka. Just like a very dirty place that is filled with all kinds of filthy substances. So likewise, samsara is filled with the filth of karma and afflictions. Yeah, and this is the creation of our self cherishing. So it is our self-cherishing that has caused us to fall into the mud of samsara. So here one is making a request to the deity Yamantaka to quickly, you know, destroy our self cherishing right away. Although it has brought me suffering in the three wretched states of existence, the three lower realms, not knowing enough to fear it, I rush to its cause, raw and thunder on the head of the destroyer. It says false construction, but what it means is this thought of self-cherishing. Yeah. So this conception. So mortally strike at the heart of the butcher, the enemy ego.
Shall I
No.
어떠시네 다 갈소 되지 다 두어 삼다는 거라 반드시나 소원하시네 뺀다 당하랑서 참 아니 비 갈소래 다랑 진진당 당진 티 온기 아니시다 말 아니 예송기 내나 아니 시 아니 바 예송 내나 못하면 봐 제시 동아 바도 매봐 대신 용차버렸어 말 시우진 용차버렸어 그러봐
So it says that all of us have already suffered the terrible sufferings of the lower realms in the past due to our self-cherishing.
이나요 아니지 다 틴데기 아니지 거기 갈소래 지는 예수님 동안 막뭐 용서 다 틴데기 용차버리네 뒤집 다 예수님 집받은 좀 마셔봤어요 아니. 라야 아니 지직받이 제시 아니 지직받은도 다 제받이 하버하실 때 라야다 랑 진지가 온기 아니 지야 지 밖에 예수도 주백이 아니 주바도 매바시 두발 제시다.
Although we have suffered, you know, many times for long periods of times in the lower realms, but now. We seem to have forgotten those sufferings. We seem to be not afraid of those sufferings. And then under the control, the power of our own self-cherishing. And again, we accumulate you know, many causes to go back to the lower realms again.
Mm. 랑 접으면 진진이 샤치 아니 랑 폰도 중요해 나랑 동아들 얘기 다 조조대 랑 진진이 다티다 꿈해봤어요 어다 티데 내가 대통세 다또 해봤어요 이게 즉담한 얘기 뒷수무야래 다가 나시 아니 조조 다이 다이 인보디 랑 진진 다 당신 티데 통제 다 가서 쉬어나 시래 티 인라 세 조조 다 조티 레이지 주기 인보디 시시
So by seeing how the self-cherishing is the cause of our suffering, and in this case, how self-cherishing was the cause of us going to the lower realms, and is still the cause of us accumulating the causes, you know, karma to be born in lower realms again. So by seeing this, you know, then then the last two sentences. Comes into play, roar and thunder on the head of our destroyer. This evil concept, which is our self-cherishing. And mortally strike at the heart of the butcher, the enemy. So as I said, I think in the last lesson, the enemy here refers to both our self-cherishing and our self-grasping. And we should strike at the heart of this enemy. And the heart here means the mode of apprehension of self-cherishing and self-grasping. So how do we overcome the self-cherishing and self-grasping? We target, you know, the self-cherishing and self-grasping way of apprehending our phenomena. Yeah. We strike at their mode of apprehension. So in Tibetan the verse ends on the next many verses ends with Maraya, which is like in Sanskrit which means to kill, yeah. To kill, to mortally, not to hurt, but to mortally strike, you know, so to take the life, so to strike. So that's the meaning.
Oh, Tuxin. That the name of Dodanya, Jubis, Sundus, Sajaman, Kaya, Tarmis,
Although my desire for comfort is great, I do not accumulate its causes. Although my thought.
Do. 도단이나 주변 주둡송 자제 마마 가야 다르지스 아 대요 즉도 내는 것이
지지 미자 대요
아 즉 같은 지지 마마
지지
아
I think there's a, I think different Tibetan editions of the text. So in our version, I think we have one verse missing. I remember there's one verse missing also from the last basic program. So this might be the one.
Not that one. Did you have this one?
Chifar.
Same.
Chifar. So although my desire for comfort, for happiness is great, I do not accumulate its causes. Although my tolerance for suffering is small, my desire and greed are great. Roar and thunder on the head of my destroyer, this evil thought, yeah? Mortally strike at the heart of the butcher, the enemy.
This one.
No.
What do you say? That on the bend the tongue. Bend the tongue. Cassora. Couple of the tongue. Anishi. Gange Shida, Mashi, Anishi. Tungiata, Goro Zumdeva. That in the Sinan is the Duxin Dashi. 가설하다 미식기부 대시시용도 어디래 어디서 왔다 아니 뒷기부디 아주 민 건니마 직기부 말해 나와 직기부 말해 로직기부 말해 미지식 말해 차라차라 기부지 꼬르와 그러고 아 이나야 땡 아주 신금이도 왔다 근데 내가 갑자기 아 등재 좀 직기도 안 넣었습니다 기부도 없이 독대시 이나야 왔다 다 기부디 지대 기부디 아주 뭐지냐 국가가 되게 마셔마셔셔 또 지금 대대해지고 쓰거래 기도 잡았어요 시들.
기도 잡았어. What does desire for comfort is great? What does that mean? I mean, there are times, you know, in which you know, life is pretty okay. You know, that we don't have many, maybe we don't have any problems at hand, and you know, things are just going well, and then. And we just, you know, hang around, and then you feel that, oh, that's wonderful, it's nice, isn't it, right? Oh, things are okay. But actually, we're not particularly aware that we need, you know, happiness and peace, not just for a day, for months and years, and even beyond this lifetime, for lifetimes to come, yeah.
어, 재산, 다, 딘데시, 선물 땅과시, 다, 그, 가수래. 아니, 기도 참아, 딘데시, 원해시, 기부실을, 대학에 딘데 선물시여나? 아니, 처럼처럼 딘데 대학에 선물이나? 아니, 뒤쪽, 뒤쪽, 쌓고 그랬어. 어떻게, 처럼처럼, 다들 기부여원 낭신이지, 아니, 지금, 뒤니, 초벌을 두거든요? 아니, 가수래. 뒤, 규소나무, 쪽, 쏟고 그랬어. 어떻게, 남식이 아니지래.
Well, if we want to have a similar standard of life, you know, a living, yeah, you know, we want to have, you know, whatever happiness that we have, and we want to experience that, forever, the rest of the life, for all the future lives to come, then we need to accumulate a merit. Yeah, which is the cause of such happiness.
어떻게 다 떤다 다 되나서 다랑 진진 세대 거양 즉 붙다나 다 산재 사이버드 드래그랑 진진 삼도신 걸어와 대 약보로 와 그러면 단다 대라 가서는 아주 내가 직부 무슨 기부도 해서 다 두두 통도 지금 삼나 다야디 다랑 진진 누가 되게 지금 걸어와 그러봐 대직부 거란 대 통도 직부 갈라져야 돼 랑 진진 누가 들어가다. 다랑진 야가 되고 차단 차단도 시원한 시래다. 산지 세이부도 되게 좋아. 왔다 된대지 않고 다랑진지 않고 녀로 팬톰시 시책으로 왔다.
So, well, if we compare, no, at least if we think of the happiness of our future lives, in fact, even if we can think of, you know, we can really think for ourselves, no, you know, wish for ourselves to have the happiness of the future lives, you know, the happiness of liberation, even up to enlightenment. It is good, isn't it? Right, compared to just thinking of this life alone, or just thinking of today's happiness, you know, still out of concern for ourselves, but it is much worse, right, than thinking of all our future life happiness, including up to enlightenment, right? Or in the many things that we do in life, whether it is our work, our job, or when it comes to studying the Dharma, or doing our daily recitations, or doing retreats, or what have you, you know. Whenever we meet with some challenges, some difficulty, then we give up. No? We just procrastinate. Oh, you know, not now. Okay, forget it. No. I'll do it next time. No? Isn't it?
Oh, 독신해. 다 때는 왔다가 나시 아니지. 가르쳤다. 체디티기 세들한 시 신암제다. 야와치마 선물 받아서 체디티기 세들시 아니지. 선물 당제. 뒤돈다 찍고 주변하니 갈아야지.
Generally, you know, we don't think of future life happiness. Eh? We just focus, you know, primarily only on this life happiness. Then we work so hard, you know, everything we do is to achieve the happiness for this life alone.
Yeah.
Well, we investigate what's behind us, you know, having such a short view of things. You know. We don't have a long-term view. You know. Everything we just focus here and now, in this life. You know, we don't really look beyond this life, you know. So we really examine what's the cause of this. Yeah. So I think it comes back down to our self-cherishing attitude.
So when
it comes to earning money, you know, we have our greed is amazing. We're so greedy, you know. We want to be the richest. We want to be, you know, we want to have the highest position. You know? So whether it comes to work or it comes to studies, you know, it's all like that. You know? Always, you know, very greedy, aiming, you know.
Oh, 독신이 다 된다고 다 란친지기 친구래서 세상 다 란친지 내가 속으래서 어 독신다 달랍지 않게 어떻게 말해?
Well, here the advice is that all of these problems arise from our self-cherishing, and as such, then there's a need to eradicate our self-cherishing.
Oh, 독신이 되네 사도절 최종 시다 용.
아, 사도.
아,
네. 도타 내라 주라 전주지 말해.
아. 도타.
노. 도타.
yela jula jindru chung sa chaje mangla kamyang parmi kyo
dittake cikdiri ngoma dirisha dhe ngola shue dittu kangla dhuwa cikdita dhata wanda dhisha an kemi dhuta
dhe sa chokra
ha? O dhe wangma dhe long dhuri
sa chok chela chela
wala cikdi cikdi long dhishin dhiri lo shan dhiri an kemi dhuwa dhe kangla dhuta dhuwa dhuta cikdi dhuwa lo shan dhiri.
Okay, so yeah, first one. Although that which I desire is near at hand, my effort to achieve it is small. Although my projects or activities or plans or are many, none of them are completed. Then raw and thunder on the head of the destroyer, this evil thought or this bad thought. Mortally strike at the heart of the butcher, the enemy. So the order of the text is reversed.
Yeah. So,
okay, anyway, next. Although I have many new friendships, it says here, my modesty and friendships are of short duration. Although I freeload off of others. Is that what it is in Tibetan? I'm not sure. I eagerly pursue those who pilfer. Raw and thunder on the head of the destroyer, this evil thought, mortally strike at the heart of the butcher.
Kasore Pena Sosuke Lama Tere, Da Kazan Shubana Shire, Da Lama Tere, Da Sosu Chok Karina, Da Sato Chela Suda, Lama in Namsan, De Minimaris, Jetan Tazi Puchin and Chi Lama Tenkores, Watusinta Namsan Chi Lama Tembaina, Anichi Lama Ten, Anichi Tela Rimbomatovani, Lama Tana Kata and Tinisha, or today.
I think there was a verse here, earlier verse that talked about this new friendships, isn't it? Whether it is a friend or, you know, basically, you know, establishing relationships with friends or with gurus, you know. The point here is not to rush into things here. So in the case of taking on somebody as a guru, one should not rush right away. One should think very carefully, examine carefully, think very carefully before you rely or you take someone as the guru. Because otherwise, if you don't examine, you rush into it, then, you know, later on there's a danger of forsaking or giving up the person, you know, giving up the guru or you know what was mentioned before, isn't it? And then you decide to switch gurus, you know.
And then they never stop.
So in the Lamrim Chenmo, in the great treatise of the stages of the path, yeah. So in the section of correctly relying on the virtuous friend, there is mentioned that when it comes to the number of gurus one should have, then two examples were given. Yeah,
There was this Lama by the name of Sambhuwa, who had many gurus. He, you know, whoever gave teachings, he would regard that person as teacher, as guru, right? And then take teachings. Whereas great master Drontumba, you would have said that he had only five gurus in his life. Yeah. So there were basically different approaches, different examples. Yeah. So then there was then this discussion between this Kadampa Geshe Potowa and Rinchen Sangpo. So in their discussion, you know, I think Geshe Potowa was asked, which approach is better? Is it okay to be like Sangpo, who had, you know, who just took on many gurus, or is it better to be or to take the approach of what's his name? Drontumba, yeah.
Atusini, Chatanta, Tindesini, Anishi, Tilata, by Len and Len to Hala, Tatuadai. Atusini, that rang it, Tatuadai, Ranier Lo Machamach, Ranier Lo Machamach, that. Gentoy and the Shukche Yavaches.
So what was the Geshe Potowa's answer? So he said this. When your mind is still untrained, and when you tend to see faults in others easily, then you will generate non-faith easily. When your mind is at that level, then it is better to have fewer gurus. It's better to take the approach of Drontumba. Well, in the section on correctly devoting to the virtuous friend, in the Lamrim literature, yeah, in the stages of the path literature, there's an extensive explanation on the 8 benefits of correctly relying on the virtuous friend, and the 8 faults or the 8 disadvantages of relying incorrectly after you have taken on somebody as your guru. Yeah. So there's a lot of there's a lot of details, a lot of explanation. Yeah. So the point is that if you do not know how to rely properly on the on your virtuous friend after you have taken him or her as your guru, and then there is no profit for you, but only great loss for the disciple, yeah, the student. So therefore, it's extremely important to know this, to understand this, you know? Yeah, to find out more from the Lamrim. Well, there are people who go around taking gurus, then they take this person as guru, after that then they start to see faults, And then they start to see faults, and then they got to get upset, and then they criticize, and then they switch, you know, hoping for the next one to be better. Then it's the same thing, you know, the same story repeats over and over again, you know. And so all of this comes as a result of self-cherishing. So when one has a great desire, you know, we find it difficult to give, you know, to be generous. We find it difficult to make offerings to accumulate merit. Although that is what we need to do. We need to develop a generous heart. We need to accumulate merit by making offerings. But when we have great desire, we don't do all of those things. But in fact, maybe we end up, you know, maybe even wanting to, wanting to kumar. There will be some who end up, you know, hankering after the wealth of others, you know, stealing, robbing, you know, deceiving others. Yeah. So these actions are the result of self-cherishing. Yeah. Although I'm skilled at flattery and asking for things indirectly, what means hinting. My despair is great. Although I assiduously amass things, possessions, I'm bound by miserliness. So raw and then thunder on the head of this, my destroyer, this evil thought, and mortally strike at the heart of the butcher, this enemy. Flattery and hinting is mentioned. Yeah, these are part of the five types of wrong livelihood. Yeah, so in the Lamrim, there is mentioned that there are these five types of wrong livelihood. Yeah, so for example, out of wanting to acquire some material good, some stuff, you know, then we may put on a show in front of others, you know, acting holy and maybe speaking, you know, nicely, maybe flattering basically others. So there's flattery, and then there is asking for things indirectly, is hinting. So if it is motivated by motivated by desire to acquire an object or some material possessions, yeah, motivated by this desire, and if one hints, no, and say, you know, I do have, you know, this particular whatever object, you know, you're interested in. You know, you say, oh, I do have it, you know, but perhaps it's not enough. You know, I don't have enough of it. So saying things like that, you know, that's hinting. If the motivation for saying those things is to actually, you know, get something from the person you're talking to, but if you don't have that intention, if you're just making a plain statement, you know, with no any intentions whatsoever, just an honest statement, yeah, I have it, but it's not enough. Right? Then that's fine, that's not hinting. Then another wrong livelihood is pressuring others. You know, sometimes you know, the person doesn't want to give, you know, you something, but you know, motivated by a desire to acquire that object, you know, then you say things and do things, you know, that make it difficult for the person to say no. So that's
Oh, that today, any time, ma, that you be never saw, say today, I think that, pa, that.
Next is I don't exactly remember the English translation, but I think you can call it fishing. That means you put out a bait, but you want something bigger in return. Yeah. So you know, let's say we give a something small to somebody, hoping that the person give you something bigger, more than what you have given in return. Yeah. So what do you call it? Baiting, right? Yes. It's got a good investment. I'm joking.
I'm joking.
So then next is it's basically acting holy, you know, putting up a front, you know. So actually, you know, in reality, no, we are not disciplined, we are not subdued, you know, but in order to, you know, get something from somebody, you know, then we put on this false front, putting up a show, basically. Yeah.
Oh, to see that,
result of self-cherishing, motivated by our self-cherishing.
So then
again, due to our self-cherishing, then we become so stingy, so miserly, that we are unable to give to others, that we are unable to make offerings, that we may even end up being unable to even use the thing for our sake, you know, for ourselves, you know, because we're so miserly, you know, so stingy, you know, that we cannot even bear to maybe use something for our own, for ourselves, you know. So all of this again is said to be the fault of self-cherishing. Yeah. Then going back to the question of how does the self-cherishing harms the arhat, yeah, isn't it? Actually, that is the arhat's business. Yeah. that's the arhat's business. Yeah. So our job is to see, you know, whether the self-cherishing harms us, you know, like that or not. So, yeah. So we have to see. We can investigate and analyze and debate with ourselves. You know, whether we actually harm by our own self-cherishing, based on the numerous examples given here in the text.
What did it say? That Tinderisha, or Tuxin, that's also Rangicula, that Tinde, you went Tamji, and it was some Tandogana, Zenzing, which you do, Saint Tash, so some Matanche. Tuxin, that is Sewing, but that Zenzing, when some Tandogan Sewing, but
well, we all have to think for ourselves, yeah, individually, yeah, whether, you know, all the numerous examples cited in the teachings, you know, about the faults of self-cherishing, whether they are indeed true or not. We have to think for ourselves, yeah. But I guess, you know, if we really think about it, you know, it's pretty obvious, it's quite evident, yeah. Although whatever I have done has been insignificant, I am swollen with pride. Rama, Kimka, Meba. No idea in the Tibetan. Although I have no reputation, my hunger for it is great. Takanore, tanda.
Huh?
Takanore. Although I have no reputation, my hunger for it is great. Tundang dire.
Gosh, that's great. Gosh, that's
great. Yang la, kikas meba, nambuji. Kikas na reputation.
Yang la, daya kikuji meba la. Yang la, daya kikuji meba la. Chitri, kikas.
Kikas meba, ani nambu. Nambuji.
Nambuji.
Nambuji, karin nambu yore.
Doba, ani chikchik, suzo kame ala ni. Dongam Chimbushi Shishora.
Maybe in the Chala Dimara. So Yundenra.
Chala Dimara.
Yeah, so I think it's not like that, you know. It says, although I have no reputation. Yes, although whatever I've done has been insignificant, I'm swollen with pride. Although I have. The meaning is has to do more with qualities. No? Although, you know, I do not have any qualities. No? There's really nothing, you know, nothing significant. There's nothing good about myself, but yet it says, but yet I have desire for many things. I want this and I want that. You know? So I think that's the meaning.
Oh, tuxine, that did not swan tine. Pena kasa ta. Pena that tine yung tuwa pena. That pena arswara. Kuna chapa chungsing. That to that tine pena ta. So lama la shabji shuba in there. That you do shabji shuba in there. That's chuzoka the shabji shuba in there. Honey, Carso at the pond. Tangazo covering one. Never there so much of any much of a chase. Honey, yet did it in the shoe, yet did it in the chase. You share your one. Oh, what is your
chair? Huh? Chair, this
chair's a chair. The mambo chair, there's chairs at the end.
Boasting.
Exaggerating. I don't know.
So, although whatever I've done has been insignificant, we may have done something, but actually it is not big deal. No? Then we make such a big deal of it. No? We talk as if we did a lot. For example, I offered great service to my Lama. Oh, I offered service to the Sangha community. Oh, I did so much for the Dharma Center. But actually, what we don't, we did something, but it's something, you know, it's something insignificant. But then we make a big deal out of it. Yeah, a big deal. Yeah, I mean, it's like inflating. I don't know. But there's something to show for. But here, there's nothing to show for. You know. So I don't know what's the word. You know, what's the word? I don't know.
not as you, not that, I don't know.
Advertising, but you,
no. 유채와서, 유채시, 즉 유채, 니 유채에서 유채시라 했을 거다.
It's like, you know, I did this, I did that, you know, you go around say, I did this, I did that, I did that, I did this, I did that, I did that.
Not boasting.
Again, she says it's not boasting.
Huh?
Huh?
Announcer?
Yeah, announce. You can announce also things that you did. But this one is. What?
Boast.
Well, we have something to boast, no? Then, you know, there's, I mean, but here there's nothing to boast. That's the thing. But still boasting, is it? I don't know. You shiver. I don't know.
Self pity, maybe.
Pity?
Pity, ma. Self pity, don't do anything to tell. But I got there, she doesn't do it. The set pity to chat or chat. You should have said. Not most.
I think you guys
saying
know the meaning, right?
Some people feel you pity like that, you know, after telling them.
No, you want some attention.
Oh. Attention. Oh, you're poor.
Oh, you're putting. Oh, I don't know what saya. Huh?
I don't know the if the Tibetan have this
use. Communion?
I don't know. Anyway. I don't know what Otuksin. Otuksin, there's a that once you do the penata, that delight it, Tamato, penata, lame ships sugar in it. Anything that chose of ships sugar in it. 그러와 딱갑래 맞았다. 내가 충중을 집에 괜찮은 집 다 된데 또 두 개 자식 모두 와. 그러와.
Well, it happens, you know, at times, you know, whether we are or we did something for the guru or well, I did something for the dissenter, you know, then you know we kind of it's like, wow, you know, I did this, you know, wow. Yeah. So I don't know. Yeah. No, you not complain. Yeah, we want like basically attention, one acknowledgement, one recognition, one sayang lah. I think sayang is the sayang covers all the meanings. Yeah.
No, the Tibetan web sayang is when they talk them with this one. With the mala, you know? Huh? Yeah. Oh, Tuxin. Toda, that thing also, the Mongols are young, they are here. And it's like a chung, you say, that also, Lamala serves you sugar in there, Joseph serves you sugar in there, that sort of Tama Kulinch in them, Tama Kulinch in Chiban, Sosa Tibsare, the Ushia, Sujil Ushia Kayaman.
Yeah,
왔다. 소소 도달을 왔다. 가족 망하시는 유시의 계양을 왔다. 옆으로 왔다.
So, when it comes to, you know, doing things, or, you know, offering service to the guru, offering service to, a Dharma center and so forth, I mean, if the motivation is really just to do something good, or to accumulate merit and to purify the mind, it doesn't matter, no matter how much one does, there's nothing, there's no need to even mention it, right? There's no need to say, oh, you know, I did this, you know, oh, I did that, you know, I gave this and I did that and blah, blah, whatever. Anyway, when we do this because of our self-cherishing, yeah.
어떻게 다때네 아니지 가서라다 아니지 소소라 변하다 추기 따네 추기 변한 냠내다 추치조 있다네 냠내카 매버시 아니 치지네 있다네 아니지 따네 죽죽죽사카 매버시라 됐지 소소가 아니지 배 삼보시 있다야다 아니지 다 가서라 아니지 거기 미 과서 토고다 뒤대 돼야다 뒤대 용대기도 와 왔다 뒤 탐지다 진정히 참을 숨겨야 되라.
Likewise, although if we look from the Dharma point of view, you know, we have actually no accomplishments, no knowledge, no understanding, no nothing. Or even from the worldly point of view, you know, actually we don't have any even anything significant or worthwhile to be mentioned. You know? So actually we are pretty much nothing if we are like that. But yet at the same time, you know, well, we have, you know, very high aspirations. We want to be famous. We want to be powerful. We want to be attain very high status in an organization or in a society or what have you. You know, anyway, all of these are manifestations of our self-cherishing.
어떻게 다 되냐마 다 러브만라 담시 쿠르시 충슬로만만라 편도 경우를 좀 경우를 예 스폰지도 보고 떠다니면서 말해야 소.
Although my preceptors are many, my ability to keep my vows or my samayas is small. Although my students, my disciples are many, I give little time to help and look after them. And then the raw and thunder on the head of my destroyer, this evil thought, mortally strike at the heart of the butcher, the enemy. Again, it's back to the issue of relying on the guru. Yeah. One may go around. One may have many gurus going around taking gurus all over the place. No? But we may not pay attention to keeping, you know, the samaya between the guru and disciple pure. So when you take someone as a guru, it is extremely important to maintain, you know, a pure bond, a pure samaya, good relationship. Although we may have many gurus, but we don't pay attention, you know, to maintaining a pure bond. You know? In fact, we let it degenerate. Yeah. So this again is the result of self-cherishing.
Oh, tuhsin. This na taganasi anis lama sih lama tempa ina ya. That. Lama lumet dia wasai dia tisik bayi mana sesam lama sih lama tembus sana ya, kau tak sih sih ya kau cinta sih, tak sih sih ni, ani sih lama kene kau ya, atau sini kene sana, ani lama sih kau ya, ani sih dah, pagi cuaca cik dia kaki tone ya, ani sih pagi, jom kebal cik kau ya, atau lama sih sungguh ya.
He also there's advice, no, for taking on students, no, so before, you know, if you take on any students, you have to check and see whether it is right to do so, it is beneficial to do so. And after you have taken on a student or taken on disciples, then we have to make sure that, you know, help them to the end, you know, to give advice, both Dharma advice and advice for to deal with daily life. So the bond, the guru disciple relationship is extremely important. So before taking on anybody as a guru, it's important to check carefully. And after, once you have taken on somebody, taken on someone as your guru, it is important from your own side to not let that your samaya, your bond with your gurus degenerate. Likewise, for those people who have students, you know, well, it's important to take care of the students, you know, both materially and spiritually. Although my promises are many, because in this context, I mean, it's translated as promises, but actually the Tibetan word, what it means is vows and commitments. It is literally promise, the word. What it means is the vows and samaya. So as such, you know, you cannot say my practical assistance is minimal. You should say, although my promises, yes, vows and samaya are many, but my practice is minimal. My practice, yeah. Although my fame is great, if it were examined, the gods and demons would put me to shame. This is referring to all of us. All of us. We are all guilty of this. When it comes to taking on vows, I guess all of us, a lot of us have taken on the three classes of vows. There's tantric vow, and there's the Bodhisattva vow. There are also different kinds and classes of Pratimoksha vow. So all of us have taken these vows, and these promises, these are not promises that were made lightly. So these are great promises, in that when those vows, when we took on those vows, who were our witnesses? The witnesses were the gurus and all the Buddhas and Bodhisattvas. And in their presence, we voluntarily accepted the vows. So we have taken on all kinds of vows and commitments and promises, but actually we sit down and honestly examine the purity of our vows. I don't think we will be able to point to any vow that we have kept purely, not even once, if we sit down and analyze, you know, because when we sit down and examine carefully, all we will find is that, oh, I've degenerated this, I've broken this and that. That's all we find. We will not find any purity of the vows. Yeah. So that is what is meant by my practice, you know, is minimal. Yeah, to practice. Yeah.
Oh, tuksini. That is one. That nyamba chelas. That tuksini. Kansora te pena. That nyanda chimbu tong. That te deyongu tuwa. That jige inere. That tere. That suine. That pagi chigi nyamba chimbu shu. Ito ese. That tonda tere. Ani chigi. That. Ani chigi. Tuksini ya. Deo ba chila. Su 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 ma chigi samu tanga tuwa na. Ani chigi. Tere. Pagi. Su su gi cholam tanga. Ani kunjo tidak tanya tu kan? Ani sih, mana sih pergi? Tak kasar. Jadi tu ini sih kasar. Cerdik sih, jalan tidak sih jodoh sih. Tak, yang dia sih, tu.
And although my fame is great, you know, or you could be a famous teacher or whatever lah, you know, whatever, you know, you may be famous for whatever reason, you know. But actually, if we sit, you know, we really sit down carefully, you know, and honestly examine ourselves, you know, our whether it's our behavior, our conduct, our way of thinking, you know. So our way, our conduct, our behavior, our way of thinking, you know, would even embarrass the ghosts, you know, the spirits. You know. So the text says that if even the spirits, the ghosts, you know, are embarrassed, you know, by our conduct and our behavior, you know, then there's no need to mention what the worldly gods would think. Yeah.
Oh, tuxin, that on the tire, that is the Marazul Lare, tuxin, that tikanga, that did the Yunga Kanga, that zinzing chavares, or tuxin, chavata, that zinzing dukugres, or tuxin, so hyper.
Yeah, so anyway, whatever has been said so far, you know, in the text, you know, basically just talking about us. You know. Yeah, all of us. We all like that. Yeah. So, and all of these are the results of our self-cherishing.
Okay, that is some show. Okay, huh? We stop here.
Okay.
Just a quick announcement for everyone who is going with us to the Jangchuk Lam Rim trip at the end of the year. In case you haven't looked at your emails, yesterday we sent out an urgent email to inform you of the extension of the teaching dates to the 2nd of January. The organizing committee has announced that there will be 5 additional days for the oral transmission. So therefore, the Singapore group is coming back on the 3rd of January. So for any of you who have signed up to participate in the trip, and for any reason you are unable to participate for the full extent of the trip and you need to cancel, we need to know by the latest by Thursday, because we must lock in the air tickets as soon as possible. Everybody is scrambling to get the tickets for the new dates, so we really need your help to revert to us punctually. So please go back. If you haven't seen the email yet, please look at the email. There's quite a lot of other information in there. Thank you very much. Thank you.
Yes.
Yep. Okay. Finish up the user prayers.
Sa ji